As you know, our kids think of all kinds of ways to make money. They'll even go so far as to actually sell water to their friends. But on occasion, they run into some pretty stiff sales resistance. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ward! Oh, Ward, would you mail this from the office? I don't have an airmail stamp.
Sure. What are you doing, writing the Ladies' Home Journal again to find out how to get along with your husband?
I already know how to handle you. Boys want you to mail this.
Mason Acme Products. I forgot to seal it.
I wonder why they're writing Mason Acme Products Company.
Well, if you're so curious, why didn't you take a peek?
I wouldn't do a thing like that. Thought you might, though.
You know, someday I'm going to write the Ladies' Home Journal about you.
Well, aren't you just a little curious to know what they're sending for?
No, not especially. They're pretty sensible kids, and I think we should show enough confidence in them to respect their privacy.
If you decide to open it up at the office, call me up and let me know what's in it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Sure got here fast. Only took a week.
Yeah. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Wally, can I help carry it?
Sure. It's gonna be great, babe.
Yeah, we'll make $100 million.
Mason Acme Products Company. Now, aren't you a little curious?
Well, not unduly.
Well, it's an enormous box. It might be a machine gun or a bomb or something.
Well, if it is, we'll hear about it soon enough.
Now, Ward, I think you should find out what those boys are up to.
Dear, I think we should have faith in our boys.
Well, you don't have to have blind faith. Have it your own way.
Enclosed are your 24 bottles of Flower of the Orient perfume. After you sell this fast-moving merchandise to your friends and neighbors, just remit $24 plus tax, and we will rush you a Screenmaster movie projector.
Well, there's another picture of it on the back. Boy, we can make lots of money showing movies, just like in a real theater.
Yeah, but don't go telling any of the other kids. They'll all be getting projectors. We won't have any trouble selling this stuff.
Yeah, then we can sell it all this afternoon. What does it smell like, Wally?
I don't know. What does it smell like to you?
Kind of like an old catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
You think that's good, Wally?
I don't know. Women are funny. Maybe they like to smell like old catcher's mitt.
Yeah. Come on, Wally. Let's get out and start selling.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
I'm just dying to know what it is they got from Mason Acme.
They've had it outside all day, so whatever it is, it thrives in the open air.
Dear, please don't pull them out by the cord.
Gee, B, we didn't even sell one bottle.
Yeah, maybe women don't like to smell like catcher's mitts. What do we do now, Wally?
We'll never get rid of this junk.
Shall we throw it away?
Nah, let's put it in the closet. Maybe we can unload it at Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, Ward, you should see our two boys. They're folding their towels, they're picking up their dirty clothes, and they're making their beds like two little angels. What's that?
Special delivery letter just came for your two little angels. Some lawyers are suing them.
Dunlap and Carter, attorneys at law. Gentlemen, you have chosen to ignore our three previous letters requesting immediate payment or return of merchandise to our client Mason Acme Products. Therefore, this is to inform you that unless the $24 is in our hands by return mail, what's this all about?
Well, apparently the boys were supposed to sell 24 bottles of Flower of the Orient perfume, and they were to win something called a Screen Master movie projector.
But it says here they sent three other letters. We never knew about them.
You know, this never would have happened if you'd let me open that letter in the first place.
What?
I just wanted to say it before you did.
Well, what are you going to do about it? I'm not going to let them put my babies in jail. Well,
there's no problem. I'll just get the perfume and send it back to the company with a polite little note accusing them of exploiting child labor. Oh, you're doing a nice job there, boys.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Could I see the perfume, boys?
Perfume? What perfume is that, Dad?
No, what perfume is that, Dad?
The 24 bottles of Flower of the Orient.
Flower of the Orient?
Yeah. Another letter came today.
Oh, that Flower of the Orient. You better get it, Beef.
Boys, why didn't you tell me about this in the beginning?
We don't get sued, didn't we, Wally?
Yeah, Dad, we really did. We tried all morning the day it came.
Yeah, but why didn't you come to me when they started sending you those letters?
After we read the first one, we were scared to open the others. We threw them away.
You see, Dad, we want to get this teen movie projector.
Yeah, well, that looks pretty good. But I'll tell you something, boys. If you'd wanted this projector badly enough, you could have sold that perfume.
We wanted the projector, but nobody wanted the perfume.
No, boys. In life, when you don't succeed the first time you try something, you don't just throw up your hands and say it can't be done. Salesmanship is hard work, and sticking to it. Why, when I was your age, I could have sold 100 bottles of this stuff in a week.
Could you do it now, Dad?
Huh?
You're a lot smarter now.
Yeah, Dad, would you really help us sell the perfume?
Oh, well, I didn't...
Saturday. We got the whole day.
Yeah, you said you could sell 100 bottles. We only got 24.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, boys, but I've got a golf day today with Mr. Cartwright, and...
Oh.
And I'm sure he can wait until Monday. Okay, boys. I'll tell you what. I'll go down and get the car, and we'll go out and get rid of this stuff just like that. Give me a bottle of that stuff. I'll make the first sale to your mother.
Wally, I thought Dad was going to be mad at us.
Me too. He sure is in a good mood.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't order 48 bottles. We could have each got a ejector.
Well, how'd you make out with the boys? You sending the perfume back to the company?
Well, no. You see, we got to kicking it around, and we decided to go out and sell it today.
You and the boys?
Yeah.
I thought you had a golf date with Mr. Cartwright.
Dear, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not only going to sell that perfume, but I'm going to do it and get back in time to keep that golf date. You see, I have the type of personality that's irresistible to housewives.
Oh, do you now?
Madam, would you like to be the first to purchase a bottle of this new and sensational fragrance, Flower of the Orient, the treasured love secret of ancient Persia?
I'd be delighted.
That'll be $1, please.
My husband will give it to you.
Well, I'll go out and get the car.
Ward! Ward!
What's the matter? It smells a little like an old first baseman's mitt I used to have.
You and the boys are going to go out and try to sell this stuff?
I think I'd better stall the boys until after lunch. Formulate a new sales campaign. Estimate maximum consumer appeal. In other words, come up with an angle to unload this junk.
Well, while you're coming up with an angle, I'll come up with some chopped egg sandwiches.
Boys, I think I'm going to let you go out on your own.
By ourselves? Dad, how are we going to get rid of it by ourselves?
Oh, but I've got something that'll help you out. It's a little scheme.
You got a scheme to make the stuff smell better?
Well, no. No, it's just this list I want you to take out with you.
A list, Dad?
Mm-hmm. All good salesmen have lists of prospective customers.
Where'd you get the prospective customers, Dad?
Oh, no place special, just some names I picked out at random. Well, you better get going, boys. Now, go out there this afternoon and knock 'em dead.
Okay, Dad. So long, Mom.
Yeah, bye. We're going to go out there and knock 'em dead.
Well, you be careful. Don't get your feet wet.
Well, I told you I'd make that golf date.
Honey, this list you just made at random. Just who's on?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a list.
This is my woman's club membership list.
Yeah. Well, I may have leaned on it a little.
Ward, how could you stick my friends with that vile-smelling stuff?
Now, June, you don't think I'd do a thing like that, do you?
Yes.
I just sort of phoned around. Well, as a matter of fact, I told them if they didn't want the stuff that I'd buy it back.
Oh. Ward, I think it's so sweet of you to want to help the boys, but aren't you going about it in the wrong way with money?
Why, I don't think so. When I told them I'd buy it back, I just thought of that as a sort of an inducement.
Ward, the word is bribe.
First one on Dad's list.
Hope they don't have a dog.
Good morning, Mrs. Wentworth.
Good morning.
Sure is.
Nice day, isn't it?
Yes, very nice.
Well, you see, we're Wally and Beaver Cleaver.
Oh, yes. I'll take one bottle.
Well, sure. Wally, what happened?
I don't know. Do we say we were selling perfume?
I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Sure did.
Wally, before you go to the movies, let's try another house.
Yeah, let's.
Thank you. heavens, I didn't want to go out until you got here. Here you are.
Happened again. That one didn't even take the perfume.
That's all right. We can sell it again. Wally, we're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah.
Then what's the matter?
We couldn't sell the perfume at all before. How come we're selling it now? I think we ought to find out what's going on.
Wally, I think I got a better idea.
What's that?
Why don't we send for a projector and then find out what's going on?
Yeah, that is a better idea.
Ward, I'm worried about the boys. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Maybe one of your women's club members stuck them with a bum check.
Ward, I wish you hadn't have done this. Maybe you ought to get the car out and go see if you...
Lady, would you care to buy a bottle of Flower of the Orient perfume? The treasured love secret of ancient Persia.
Flower of the Orient? Well, I think I could use at least 2 bottles.
Sorry, Mom. All sold out.
You sold them all?
Hey, that's swell. Did you hear that, June?
Sold them all. No trouble at all, huh, boys?
Uh-uh. We even sold some bottles twice.
Oh, you did? Well, it just goes to show you that perseverance does pay off. You better get on upstairs now, boys, and get washed up for supper.
Okay. Come on, let's go count our money.
Yeah, let's go. Hot dog, now get our check.
Well, did you ever see 2 happier boys?
That's because they think they did it themselves. What happens when they find out you rigged it for them?
Oh, I don't think there's anything so terrible about a father's helping his sons.
But you didn't really help them. You just made it easy for them.
Dear, all I did was help them sell some perfume. I didn't bribe a jury.
Do you remember how you carried on when Tui's father talked the coach into putting him on the baseball team? You said you wouldn't think of doing a thing like that.
I didn't have to. Wally's a natural-born shortstop.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22...
We'll send for our jacket tonight, huh, Wally?
Yeah, 23, 24, 25. $25.32.
Wally, we sold 2 bottles twice. Shouldn't we have $26?
Yeah, but I think we lost ground every time we made change.
We better only send them $24. We don't want to mix them up.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't wait until it gets here.
Gee, Dad, it's real keen.
Yeah, it's electric and everything.
Yep. I unpacked it for you this morning. I thought you'd want to use it tonight.
What's this?
It's the reel that came with it. I think it's cowboy film.
Gee, Dad, we never would have got it if it hadn't been for you.
Well, like I said, salesmanship and perseverance do pay off. Right, dear?
Right, dear.
Well, I've got a little work to do now. Why don't you boys set this up in your room? Your mother and I will be your first customers.
Okay, Dad. We'll take it upstairs, Mom.
Well, here, let me put it back in the box. You might drop it.
Okay. Maybe it goes the other way.
Right sidewise.
Won't go that way either.
That's funny.
Hey, maybe it came all apart and Dad set it up.
Yes, I really think your father set it up all right.
Huh?
Look, you boys run along upstairs. I have something I want to take care of.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, the boys are going to have a lot of fun with that projector, huh? Might even make some money with it. What's the matter?
Ward, where's the projector that came in this box?
The projector? Well, you saw the projector. It was out in the kitchen, that thing with the reels and the lens on it.
I said, where's the projector that came in this box? From the Mason Acme Products Company.
Dear, you're repeating yourself. That's a bad habit to get into.
And I'll go right on repeating myself until I get a straight answer.
Well, in that case...
This is what they sent the boys?
Mm-hmm. If you turn the crank and squint just right, I believe you can see Happy Hooligan.
So you went out and bought them a brand new projector.
Well, when I saw this, I remember when I was a kid, I sent away for an authentic flying model of Admiral Byrd's tri-motored airplane for $2.98. Turned out to be a cardboard glider. You launched it with a rubber band.
Did your father step in and substitute a real model airplane?
Well, no, but looking back, I'd have given anything if he had.
Honey, I still think what you did was wrong, but I think you did it in the rightest way I've ever seen.
Boy, this sure is a keen checker, isn't it, Wally?
Yeah. I bet it's worth around $30.
But we only sent him 24.
That's what I mean.
How could they do it?
I don't think they did. This isn't a Screen Master, and it doesn't even look like the picture.
Wally, we haven't been duking, have we?
No. They didn't send us this projector.
But then who? You think Dad?
I'm pretty sure so.
Gee, then we better thank him. That'd be the polite thing to do.
No. I think this is one of the times Dad wouldn't want us to be polite.
Where are the boys?
Out in the garage showing another movie. Do you know they've made $6 this week already on that projector? What's that?
It's a package to Messrs. Wallace and Theodore Cleaver from the Big Bear Novelty Company.
Oh, Ward, they've sent for something else. We can't go through that again.
Let's just throw it away and pretend it never came, huh?
Well, maybe we'd better open it first.
Okay, we'll open it first, then throw it away and pretend it never came.
Ward, I hope we haven't started something we can't stop.
To Dad, thanks for everything, Wally and the Beaver, your sons.
Ward, it's lovely.
Yeah. Souvenir of Atlantic City.
Well, where are we going to put it?
Well, we're going to put it right on the mantle.
Thank you.